You're listening to the Productive Catholic Podcast, the podcast dedicated to helping Christian husbands and fathers build independent income for their families using proven entrepreneurial strategies. No crazy get-rich-quick schemes, no depending on an employer for your family's security, and no praying that God lets you win the lottery. Just real, actionable, and proven strategies you can use right now to provide more for your family and grow in holiness. Now, here are your hosts, Devin Rose and Dean Soto.
Hey, this is Dean Soto, and welcome to the Productive Catholic Podcast. We are here with another amazing episode. Now, don't panic. Do not panic. Devin Rose is not here for this particular podcast. He has some family things that he has to take care of, but here's the deal. Sometimes it might be Devin doing the podcast. Sometimes it might be me doing the podcast, Dean Soto. Sometimes it might be Devin and me. Sometimes it might be me and another guest or Devin and another guest. Whatever the situation, don't worry. We are here to give you some amazing Catholic business, Catholic technology, Catholic lifestyle advice that you can use in your day-to-day life. So, without further ado, we're going to talk about something really near and dear to my heart today. And that is, well, actually, before I go into that, that was pretty good, huh? Hooking you and not telling you what it is. No, I'm just kidding. We'll go right into it. So this actually, the topic comes from listener feedback. This topic comes from Josh, who I've known for quite a while. Not necessarily, we're not good friends, but we've known each other in the blogosphere and we've talked to each other from time to time. And he has a great question, a question that comes up quite a bit with people in this particular situation. And so rather than telling you what the topic is, let's kind of lead into it from his feedback. So here's the email. It says, "Hey Dean, I was listening to your most recent podcast. The only thing that's holding me back from diving into a side income is taxes. Would I need to register as a business, or can I just report the extra income on my personal taxes?" And then he goes on to kind of looking into some platforms that he wanted to use to sell some things. He says he's looking into JVZoo, which is a platform for selling things. And then he says, but wasn't sure if I can use my existing PayPal account or would I need to create a business PayPal account. So I kind of wanted to break these up. These are two questions, but I wanted to focus predominantly on the first question, which actually leads into the second question. So let's kind of take a step back. We're going to take a step back and look at this in an overall type of picture, kind of in an overview. So the initial question was, I wanted to start something on the side. I wanted to start a business in some way or another, but I'm scared of taxes. I'm scared, do I set up a corporation? Do I work by myself? Do I have to hire a CPA? What do I have to do with taxes? Things like that. So with that question, I want to kind of reframe it, because this is a question that not only attacks most people who are thinking about going into business for themselves, but it's a question that attacks Catholics very, 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 very heavily. And it is mainly due to one, it's due to a couple things, but it's mainly due to one, our culture. A lot of it has to do with the things that we see on television. It has to do with advice that we get from people who are not entrepreneurs. It has to do with kind of the culture that we have in the church when it comes to business. And it has to do with our culture in general. And the main thing that is permeating throughout all those different things is a sense of fear. Now, I'm not calling anybody who has these questions a scaredy cat. It's far from it. But the reason why this comes up is mainly due to a fear. It's a fear that if I make X amount of dollars, is the government going to come after me? If I sell to somebody and they don't like what happened, am I going to lose my entire house and savings and things like that? So rather than necessarily answering that question right away as to what you do with the taxes and things like that, and I will answer that. I will answer that. I kind of want to attack the root of the issue, and that is usually it is fear. So one thing that I know, because trust me, I was in this exact position. I had these same questions when I first started about 6 years ago. But one thing that you have to keep in mind, one thing that I've learned as an entrepreneur that I still use to this day, as a Catholic business person, as a Catholic businessman, a Catholic entrepreneur, is that you need to get past the initial fear of success. You have to get past the initial fear of success. And why do I say that? Mainly because our hardest thing and our biggest obstacle usually is getting paid for something. And this is as an entrepreneur predominantly, is getting paid for something. We are afraid to sell a product. It's not necessarily that we are afraid to get hammered by the government or hammered by someone legally or something like that. Usually those things are kind of ancillary things that are keeping us from really the real question of asking someone to buy something from us, of asking someone to pay for a product or service or something like that, which to me is way more scary than how do I figure out how to do my taxes. My cousin, who his mentor is his father-in-law, who ran about $140 million business, and now they run a multi-million dollar business, and I'm a part of that business as well as a partner. The thing that my cousin's father-in-law always says, his name is Scott, the thing that Scott always says is that you don't want to major in the minors. You never want to major in the minors. So what does that mean? So when we're asking about taxes before we even have a product, when we're asking about how do we set up a corporation when we've never even sold anything, we are majoring in the minors. You always want to go first for testing success, testing the viability of a product, testing the viability of a service. Sell something to someone. Maybe you're a developer or a graphic designer. I know that that Josh is a graphic designer. And rather than worry about setting up a business or setting up a LLC or an S corp or doing whatever for taxes, sell a logo. Get paid $100 to make a logo, or get paid whatever to make a logo, and then figure it out. Because what's going to happen? And this is exactly, and I'm telling you this from experience. I'm telling you this from experience because the very first business that my cousin and I created, what did we do first? Well, we went and we formed an LLC together, and we spent money to form an LLC, and we spent the time that it took to form an LLC. We did an operating agreement. We did all that stuff. We got a CPA. We did all of these things, and then we paid for a website. We outsourced a website, and it ultimately it cost us between $6,000 and $8,000 to do. $6,000 and $8,000 to do to build this website. And long story short, when all was said and done, nobody wanted to buy what we created. We protected ourselves. We insulated ourselves from all of these bad things that could have happened. But when all was said and done, we made $0 because we couldn't find customers for what we created. And when you can't find customers for what you created, what's the purpose of having an LLC? What's the purpose of hiring a CPA who is going to do nothing for you because you have no revenue coming in? And so going and doing all these things ahead of time are our human way. They're our human way of avoiding the scary part, because it's easy to figure out how to do taxes. Easy in a sense of, you can go and ask somebody how to go do that. You can go to a bank, you can go to a CPA, you can go do all these different things which are not selling to people. They'll gladly give you their service and you'll gladly be able to pay for them. It's very easy to pay for them. But when we start dwelling on these things and using these as kind of ways to avoid the really scary question, which to me is still scary at this point, even though I've been doing this for a while, the scary question is, how do I get someone to buy what I have to offer? Do I have something that is viable? Do I have something that someone's going to pay for? That is the real question. And so I know this sounds like it's kind of flipping things around, and it really is, but you don't want to major in the minors. You don't want to spend, like we did, you don't want to spend $300 to incorporate and then $200 to get consulted by a CPA on what to do tax-wise. That's $500 that you're in the hole right there. And then we went on to go and build a website that nobody wanted for $6,000, $8,000. I don't remember the exact number. So when all was said and done, we were out. We were down $6,000 or $8,000, whatever it was, all because we didn't do our research up front, all because we didn't sell up front, all because we didn't have a viable product that we tested. So for example, I want to give you an example of what we do now, and then I'll answer your question. What we do now, just to give you a really good example, actually, is in December, with one of our services, we had no infrastructure built. We had no idea how we were going to actually deliver on a particular service that we had. This is a service where we do private label product concepts. We go to Amazon, we validate data against a specific private label idea. And if you don't know what private label is, basically, like if you go to a Trader Joe's or a Kirkland at Costco, when you see those brands on there, that label is Costco's label or Trader Joe's label. Those might be the same things that are made for big name brands, but they just are able to put their label on it. And so then they can sell it as their own brand, and build up their own brand and so on. And so we help people to do that. Now, we had no infrastructure. We had nothing. We had absolutely zero. So what did we do? We said, let's test and see if people actually want this. We got onto a webinar. We have a list of about 2,000 people on my other business. List of about 2,000 people who have bought from us before. And we said, hey, this is the service that we have. We are going to go out and we're going to validate these products for you, these private label products, and we are going to show you which ones are profitable. We are going to give you products that you can just take and start selling right now. And we put it out there and made about $25,000 in less than 48 hours. Now that we sold that and we've made the money, now we can figure out how we're going to structure things, because we have proof that people actually want it. They paid. They took out their pocket, their wallet, and they slapped their money on the table and said, yes, we love this service. This sounds awesome. Go and do this. We want it. We want it. We want it. And so now we have to figure out what to do. So we went through a couple of iterations and people loved it. We had some people who were like, you know, this is not necessarily exactly what I thought it was going to be. And then we pivoted and we moved and we changed our infrastructure and eventually it became a well-oiled machine that we sell pretty much a couple every week. And that's a couple $1,000 every week. Not bad. Love that. But here's the point is that we did not set up anything. We didn't spend the time doing that stuff until we had money. Now, do you think we've gone to an attorney and a CPA to make sure that we're okay? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because we've made, what, $40,000, $50,000 off of this service in just 3 months, 3 or 4 months. But would we do that beforehand? No. Did we draw up terms and conditions beforehand? No. Because there's no sense in doing it. Sure, there is that small infinitesimal risk that you'll get in some kind of issue. But in the 6 years that I've been doing this, and in the 30 years that Scott, our mentor, has been doing this, he's never had that happen to him. And we've never had that happen to us because we don't just keep that exposure there. We aren't going to build an infrastructure. We're not going to build all that stuff before we even know if that thing is going to sell or not. And so if you've been thinking of starting a side business, if you've been thinking of using your talents as a Catholic to bring value to people, to help other people in exchange for capital, in exchange for money, which is totally fine, in exchange for profit, my suggestion would be to focus on getting your first sale. Focus on getting your first sale. And after you do, and you deliver the product, get the next sale, and the next sale, and the next sale. And don't worry about taxes until you've made over $600 at least. Because technically, nobody has to pay you, or nobody has to report that they paid you to the government. And I am not a CPA. I am not an attorney. We'll just leave it at that. But until you've made $600, nobody has to send you a 1099, okay? And really, in all honesty, Uncle Sam is not going to hammer you over $100. They have better things to worry about. So make your first sale. That's the key. That's the key. That's the fearful thing. That is the scariest thing in the world, because you are asking your family, you're asking friends, you're asking strangers to buy something from you. You're essentially saying, hey, I am someone of value and I can bring value to you and bless you. And I can do that for X amount of dollars. I can build a logo that's going to make your brand stand out. I can teach you how to sell on WordPress. I can use Infusionsoft to make you more sales. I can fix your computers. I can do all these different things, whatever your talent might be. But the scary thing is actually having to ask for money. And I know people, man, I know people who I've told this over and over and over and over again, that still to this day say, man, I need to start a side business. I need to do something for myself. And I tell them over and over again that you need to sell. You need to sell your talent to your closest people who want to support you anyway. I know it's scary. They want to support you. They will find a way to give you money. And what do? They say, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, it's a good idea. Yeah, it's a great idea. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right, Dean. You're right. Man, you're so smart. That's right. Yeah, I'm gonna do that, Dean. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm gonna do. Sure. And it's have you ever talked to somebody and you get that sense that they're telling you kind of what you want to hear, and you know in your heart of hearts that they are not gonna do it? That's usually what happens. Because they're too afraid. It's too uncomfortable to leave the comfort zone and sell. So when it comes to taxes, the quick answer is I wouldn't worry about them, honestly. No matter what, even if you are your own person, you're basically kind of like what's called a pass-through entity. You would just do a Schedule C. You would report your stuff. Bada bing, bada boom, you're done. Nothing doing. And I know people who have spent years because they're afraid of that. Afraid to go on TurboTax and to do a Schedule C, which guides you through the entire process. And just to let you know, I've messed up on my taxes before. I've messed up. There's been forms that I haven't sent in. Like I haven't sent in. I forgot to send in twice, like 2 years in a row. I forgot to send in a 568 for California's income tax. And you know what happens? They send you a warning. They say, "Hey, we haven't got your 568." And you send them their 568. They say, "Thank you." That's about it. Nothing scary. They just want their money. That's all they care about. They know that if they shut you down, they don't get any money. So they're not going to be super, super, you know, big, mean people, because then they're not going to get money from Josh, or they're not going to get money from Dean, and so on. So if that's what's holding you back, that is a very small thing. And I was in the exact same spot as you are. I totally understand. Completely understand. But you have to think that it's funny. We get a lot of our advice from the people who are not entrepreneurs. We're especially as Catholics. Do you know any Catholic entrepreneurs? I know, I think, like three in the entire world. Yes, there's the Catholic business networks and things like that. But in actuality, all the Catholics I know that are at my parish, I think I know one Catholic that is an entrepreneur at my parish. And do you see on our programming on television? Do you see them like teaching anybody how to do this stuff? Not really. Shark Tank is probably the closest thing, and that's more of venture capital and things like that. Our school system doesn't teach this at all. But it's funny how we are kind of indoctrinated with, oh, you should fear taxes. That's one of the reasons why you should never go into business. You should fear taxes, and you should fear health insurance. You don't want to get rid of that health insurance, and so on. I can tell you right now, that was actually one of my biggest fears, was the health insurance thing. Not even a blip. It is, yeah, sure, it's expensive, but it is nothing compared to what people make it out to be. And so if taxes are what's holding you back, or if these little things are what's holding anybody back, don't major in the minors. Make your first sale. You're not going to get in trouble. I promise you. If you get in trouble, I'll pay for your logo that you designed or something like that. It's just go and get your first sale and then figure it out. You'll figure it out when you have your customers. You'll figure it out when you need to start reporting your taxes. That's the thing. It's so funny. And why I love the gospel. I love when Jesus says, be not afraid. Be not afraid. As soon as you go out in faith, as soon as you start just throwing yourself out, like Bilbo in The Hobbit, when Gandalf just basically appears and says, hey, we're going on an adventure. And with whether he liked it or not, he had some free will in it, but Bilbo went and had no idea what to do and figured it out along the way. That is what an adventure is. That is what entrepreneurship is. You will figure it out. God is so good. You will not get into big legal trouble unless you are just being completely reckless, unless you are being completely just belligerent. More than likely, you're not. I mean, it's very, very small chance that you'll ever get in trouble with anything like that. But yeah, once again, disclaimer, I am not an attorney and I'm not a CPA. So please talk to your attorney and CPA and so on. And so on. That's my disclaimer right there. So Josh, just to thank you for your feedback and to reward you, because you were the first person since we actually started relaunching this podcast, you were the first person to leave a question like this and to do a question like this. Because you did that, I'm going to give you free access to my Better Business Basics course. If you go to learn.productivecatholic.com, that's learn.productivecatholic.com, and you enroll, just shoot me an email, Josh, another follow-up email, and I will enroll you in. If you sign up, I will enroll you for free into the Catholic Better Business Basics course. And if you haven't checked, if you haven't checked out the learn.productivecatholic.com, go to learn.productivecatholic.com. We have a whole range of courses there. Devin Rose's awesome, 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 awesome author course. Oh my gosh. I wish he had that at like $297, and he has it, I think it's on sale right now for like $37. Awesome course on everything that you need to know to be a productive Catholic, Catholic author. And then we have a bunch of free courses as well. So if you sign up there, there are some awesome free courses, how to start WordPress, some other proven business ideas, things of that nature. And we're adding courses all the time. And the cool thing is, if you want to teach a course, you can. And if you want to price it, you can do that too. And we'll do some profit sharing. If you go to productivecatholic.com, you'll see up on top, it says become an author, and you can apply there. It has all the details. Super awesome. And you can start making some money. So I hope that was valuable to you, because trust me. I've been there. I've been there, and I'm still there. There are things that I'm still afraid of. Like, for example, I'll tell you one fear that I have every time, but I have to push through it all the time, is sending off emails with my autoresponder, with my newsletter thing, because I'm always thinking, oh, am I doing too much? Are people going to unsubscribe? Are they going to say that it's spam? Whatever. Like, I always have those things running through my head, and I have to push through it. So, totally understand, my man. Totally understand. And I am excited. I am excited for you to make your first sale. That's your focus right now, okay? That is your primary focus right now. All right. If you have any questions, please go to productivecatholic.com. There's a section up there that says contact. You can contact us. you can actually go to support. You can email us at support@productivecatholic.zendesk.com. You can email any questions there as well. Go to learn.productivecatholic.com. It is growing. It is awesome. And we love it. And I'm going to be adding a ton more stuff. Devin's going to add more stuff. We have some really cool other Catholics who are adding more stuff. And with that, we will see you in the next Productive Catholic Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Productive Catholic Podcast. For more awesome content and courses showing you how to start building independent income and grow as a Catholic husband and father, join us for free at ProductiveCatholic.com. If you love this podcast and want more episodes like this one, don't forget to rate us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. In the words of G.K. Chesterton, the opposite of employment is not unemployment. The opposite of employment is independence. We'll see you next time on the Productive Catholic Podcast.